I'm not afraid of the dark. The one who lives is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are safe. The one who lives is a game changer. The one who lives is a way maker. Our glorious Father in heaven, the merciful God, who does not count our iniquities, but just start to have mercy upon us. All the loving kindness is ever shown. Take all the glory this morning. Take all the honor this morning. Take all the adoration this morning. We worship you, that is. Please accept our worship in Jesus' mighty name. Before any of the children come here today, let me have an encounter with you. And we will take it to another level. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Please take out of the control of the service now. And you be sure of your word. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus, by the name we are praying. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody here, left and right, say welcome to today's service. My prayer is that the Lord will have an encounter with you today. Amen. Let me start by inviting a few people.
Come on! Thank you.
Saturday, and you plan our school this morning. Hallelujah. We have had a series of teachings on evangelism during the mentorship time and night. We discussed one of the important topics in evangelism. Warfare as a way of winning, leveraging spiritual warfare to win the mighty in society. But read the teaching, the next day the men went out to fetch out the mighty ones in society. They want to compromise with the role of evangelism as a spiritual weapon. Quickly, there will be our Bible in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17. And now also get ready for 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 to 5. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let my servant read. Somebody in the congregation can read for us. Ephesians chapter 6. Yes.
Take the helmet of salvation
and the sword of the Spirit,
which is the word of God.
Then you move to 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 to 5. Channels. Satan, which is the devil. The devil never allowed to rest on his subject and say, to he did this. But the scripture which just read said, we can use our spiritual authority to bring down everything. I want to exalt yourself above the knowledge of God and push us into working with the details of that person. Therefore, the weapon of our warfare are not carnal. They are mighty through God who requires spiritual pain. And we have also spiritual pains that will allow us to put down strongholds. However, this warfare requires the use of armor or the use of weapon to combat the forces that are fighting you so that you can be a spiritual being. Hallelujah. The forces that are fighting you not to be a spiritual being, you have to conquer them. And to conquer them, you have to enter a warfare with them. And that warfare requires you having a weapon. I've come to let you know this morning, beloved, that evangelism is one of the most sharp weapons you can use to conquer the forces of darkness. May somebody who is involved in evangelism so willing conquer all forces of darkness around your life from now on in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So I've asked evangelism as a spiritual weapon. It goes beyond the traditional definition of going to preach to souls. It focuses on rescue and reconciliation of souls through the gospel of Jesus Christ. Rescuing souls from the manipulation of the devil. Rescuing souls from the captivity of the kingdom of darkness to God's marvelous light. That is what evangelism does. Evangelism is a rescue mission. Praise the Lord. Evangelism is a rescue mission through the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's an act of rescuing souls through the proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Thereby liberating them from spiritual bondage. Many people around you are experiencing one form of spiritual bondage from the other because they have not experienced Jesus Christ. You use evangelism to preach Jesus to them, and when they accept Christ, then they are liberated from the bondage of the devil. So that is one thing that evangelism does. Number two thing that evangelism does as a weapon of spiritual warfare is that it involves sharing God's light to dispel darkness. Sharing God's light to dispel darkness. Making God's power to prevail over the forces of the devil. When you preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to a non-believer, the darkness that were there and run that person, the darkness they were living in, as soon as they accept Christ, that darkness disappeared. The Bible says, he takes us from darkness into his what? Marvelous light. So we move from darkness to light when we have accepted Christ. So as an evangelist, when you go out to preach to souls and they accept Jesus Christ as the Lord and Pastor.